Protesters gathered at 5 o'clock Friday in Midtown, and by 6:30, they'd made their way to Interstate 195, blocking traffic in both directions for a half hour. A very diverse group of about 400 protesters walked in solidarity with protests all over the world this weekend, from Detroit to Delhi. This was in response to the deaths of Mike Brown and Eric Gardner at the hands of police, both unarmed black men, and the recent decisions not to bring criminal charges against the officers involved. Saturday marked 16 months since Israel Rifa Hernandez died on Miami Beach. He was tasered by Miami Beach police after they caught him spray painting on a defunct McDonald's. Protesters say they're angry about continued racism and police brutality.
We need justice in America.
Mark Jean Noel marched on Friday with his 10-month-old daughter perched on his hip. His other daughter walked further ahead.
Black people can't be black people in America. We are human. Why can't we just live? Why can't we just breathe? This is exactly why I bring her here, so she can see it for herself. She will remember this moment.
A moment he hopes brings about real change. Dream defender Sharika Shaw says in her life, fear is pervasive.
Because we were told, go to school, pull up your pants, button up your shirt, and you're safe. And we've now learned that that's not true and that's a lie.
Shaw was one of the leaders of the Miami protests. She says Art Basel is the perfect time to air these grievances.
People are coming from around the world. The folks who are coming need to know how the people from here actually feel. So we're here to say, no business as usual, shut it down, no justice, no peace.
Some of those people who came here for Art Basel ended up joining the protest, like Dan Higgins from Gainesville.
They took over the cars, so we just jumped out to go walk with them. It's for a good cause, you know?
These were the first large-scale protests South Florida has seen in several years. Even the Occupy protests were relatively small. One thing that stood out about the Miami protests was the police response. There were very few visible cops, and those who were visible sported windbreakers and safety vests, not riot gear as police in other cities have done. Javier Ortiz is with the Miami Police Department and was in charge of coordinating the police response to Friday's protest.
We all feel that everyone has the right to express themselves. We have no problem with that. They can yell, scream, shout as much as they want. We understand that people are very upset with some of the issues that are going on with our country, and we're here to support them too.
Support them even as they shut down parts of the city, at times lying down in the middle of an intersection. Protesters shut down the Julia Tuttle Causeway, where on Sunday they walked along an empty highway, and shut down the narrow streets of Wynwood, where they pushed through the crowds during Art Basel weekend. One way protest leaders say they kept things from boiling over was to have the group walk in silence, with only the occasional honk, police walkie-talkie chatter, and helicopter hum to break the silence. Again, Sharika Shaw.
We walk in silence because folks expect us to be irrational, loud, to riot. And I think it shows one solidarity with one another that we're willing to do something in unison. Something as hard as being quiet during a time when you want to scream. And also, it shows that we're not here just to make a ruckus and leave, but we're in this for the long haul, and we have to save our voices for that, too.
And there are plans to keep the momentum from the weekend alive. On Tuesday, many of the organizers will hold a meeting of the Miami Committee on State Violence. They plan to flesh out more concrete demands and strategize on how to achieve their goals. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.